looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, the Deputy Commissioner of the New South Wales Police, David Hudson, is speaking right now in Sydney. This is in relation to the counter-terror raids. So 7 juveniles have been arrested, 5 assisting with inquiries. This is in the wake of the Wakeley church stabbing. So they are all juveniles, and there was no evidence of a specific location, times, or targets of a violent act. But police believe that all of these juveniles hold similar violent extremist ideologies to the teenager who's already charged with terrorism.
Operation Mingarry is a joint counter-terrorism investigation. The joint counter-terrorism team in New South Wales is comprised of the New South Wales Police, the Australian Federal Police, ASIO and the New South Wales Crime Commission. This investigation was commenced following the stabbing at the Christ of Good Shepherd Church, Wakeley, on the 15th of April this year. As we know, one young person has been charged with a terrorism-related offence in relation to that incident. From that initial incident, a number of associates were identified that we believe warranted further police attention and investigation. We will allege that these individuals adhere to a religiously motivated violent extremist ideology. These investigations have been progressing since the incident. The investigations included comprehensive surveillance activities and intensive scrutiny of these individuals. Meetings were held yesterday between partner agencies where evidence was reviewed and considered. It was considered that the group, subject of our attention, posed an unacceptable risk and threat to the people of New South Wales, and our current purely investigative strategies could not adequately ensure public safety. As a result, we determined that we needed to escalate our activities and that overt action was required. This commenced at 11:15 this morning, involving more than 400 police of the AFP and New South Wales police officers. 13 search warrants have been executed across southwestern Sydney. The execution of those warrants is continuing. As a result of those search warrants and people who were in attendance, 5 individuals have been arrested and 7 continue to assist us with our inquiries. I can assure the community there is no ongoing threat to the community, and the action we have taken today has mitigated any risk of future or further harm. We are also in the process of engaging with our local community leaders to ensure calm across those suburbs in southwestern Sydney.
That's the Deputy Commissioner of the New South Wales Police, Dave Hudson, just repeating some of that information. 13 search warrants have been executed. 400 police kicking off at 11:15 this morning. 7 juveniles arrested will be alleged are involved or are impacted by some sort of religious extremist ideology. 5 more people are assisting police with their inquiries, all in relation to the Wakeley terror attack.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.